Blog Talk Radio.
Not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks, it's something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something. I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that. You know, it's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky. It's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, because there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Hey, everybody, this is Stacy. Welcome to YRG Radio. I'm here tonight with Robert. We're going to have a special guest calling in later on. Sparky's off for the week. And so here we are. And the topic that I chose for tonight, I guess it's in honor of the 4th of July holiday coming this weekend, and that is freedom. I kind of got to thinking about all the different ways that I have more freedom. And I know that's true for a lot of other YRG members. Would you say that's accurate, Robert?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because we're talking about a lot of different senses of freedom. So, yeah, I think that's very well put.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, I know a lot of people join Team YRG. Like, the reason I joined is I wanted to drop weight. And I have dropped weight, and, you know, obviously there's a lot more physical freedom that goes with that. There's also emotional freedom. I've been experiencing freedom from addictive patterns that I had with food. But, you know, there are a variety of reasons people come to Team YRG, and I know you had your own, Robert. Can you,
mm-hmm.
want to just expand on that for a second for those who don't know your story?
Well, so mine's a little bit different than everybody else's for a couple different reasons. Well, before I get to that, let me give Jay props, because he was just in the chat room and he just said that for the first time ever he was able to run up his stairs. So I think that's pretty awesome.
I was going to mention that, because he sent me an email, and I know he's been doing the stairs, he's been doing YRG and making changes at his own pace, which I think is the way to do it. And so he moved to a building that had something like 6 flights, and he started doing it. And the other day, during his stair climbing, he just spontaneously started running up the stairs and was completely amazed. And I know that it must have felt pretty fantastic. And that is another form of freedom. to have that kind of strength and energy.
Oh, absolutely. And it reminds me of, when he said that, it kind of reminded me of the end of the Arthur video, where, you know, and that's another form of freedom, because not only does he have the freedom from the weight, but he's got the freedom from those canes and that back brace as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Arthur could do a whole show just himself on the freedoms that he's experienced from YRG.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I wanted to definitely acknowledge Jay, because he had a major moment this week. So way to go, Jay.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of stairs, I posted a video to Team YRG. It's under the blog section, because I was in Pittsburgh this past weekend at a baseball game, and this really ties in with the whole theme. Like 3 years ago, I never would have even considered going to a baseball game or a concert or a Broadway show, because I literally could not fit in the seat. And it was so nice to just be able to say, yes, I want to go to this, and look forward to it instead of dreading it and finding ways like, well, maybe I can sit in the handicap section, or maybe I'll just stand the whole time. So I went to the game, loved it, had a great time. We parked in a garage, and we were on the 8th floor. And everyone else, you know, wanted to take the elevator. And I thought, you know what, let me just, I've never done 8 flights, or actually it was 6 because I came in on the 3rd floor. But mm-hmm. I had my cousin taped it and videotaped the whole thing. And I was able to do 6 flights and talk, you know, at the same time. And I talked at the end. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't like leaning against the wall and you know, heaving and like mm-hmm. sounding like I was going to collapse. So that was like a major indication of how much more freedom I have now. And it was just great to be able to do that, you know?
Well, absolutely. Now, before you started on YRG and your journey, how many flights do you think you could have handled?
I probably could have handled one, and then I really would have needed to rest, even maybe for like 10, 20 seconds. But one flight would have done me in. I got winded so easily when I was carrying, you know, that extra 180 pounds around, and it, you know, the weight is obviously a big factor in being able to do that. But the conditioning that I've built from the cardio aspect of YRG has really, you know, pushed me to another level. So I can't emphasize that enough. You don't necessarily have to have a weight issue to benefit from YRG. A lot of people just want to get in better shape or get more limber or, you know, be able to do stairs and not have to alarm the people around them that they're going into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that was my scenario years ago.
I can only imagine. I mean, because that's what I was going to say earlier, is that that's one of the reasons why I started doing it, was not to lose weight, but to gain weight. And there's not a whole lot of people who come to YRG to do that.
And you were successful at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. Now, I'm 6'2", and I was weighing in about 160 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm. I don't weigh myself very often anymore, but I was at, last time I checked, it was about 190.
Wow.
So it's so, definitely made an impact.
Yeah, and so you must feel stronger?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it helps straighten my back out. It I have bad wrists, and it helped those out immensely. I mean, I had just a huge number of things that I never expected.
Wow, that's cool. And I want to, you know, emphasize to people out there, if you're not shy, we would love to have you call in and share some of your anecdotes, if you've been experiencing greater freedom, you know, lately, since you joined Team YRG, or since you started maybe eating cleaner, moving more. We would love to hear them. And I don't have the number handy, Robert, do you?
I absolutely do. It is 347-994-1216, and that's a perfect segue, because we actually have our special guest on the line. If you want to intro him, Stacey.
Well, why don't you do it? Because you've got all the bio stuff, and I'm driving. I'm a little distracted.
Well, we've, you know, everybody knows Ray Lloyd. He was good enough to join us tonight. We were a little bit shorthanded, and I asked Ray if he would be willing to call in, and he had the time to do it, so here he is.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Ray. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. You know, honestly, Robert, you know, as much as I love and respect you as a person, I got to correct you on that. I made time to be here for a reason because, you know, I think in your life, you prioritize what's important, you know. So this is, I made time because this was important, you know. So
yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, because you guys are important to me. Of course, Paige is important to me. I don't like that to get out too much, you know, but.
I don't tell anybody that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I mean, I love Paige to death. Like I say, I think every episode, I love him like a crazy big brother. But you know, Paige is one of those guys that you know always tells me what I need to hear, not necessarily what I want to hear. You know, sometimes. So.
Absolutely.
But it's always fun to be on the show with you guys. It really is. So thank you for having me.
Anytime, man. The show is always, you know, I think we have pretty good shows normally with Sparky and Stacy and Doug when he's able to make it, but I think the shows with you on are just that much better, you know.
Ah, well, awesome. Well, awesome. I appreciate that. I tell you what, I mean, you know, I of course, in the last time I talked a couple weeks ago, I was going to call in last weekend, but my mother was in town visiting, and so figured, you know, I better not play that card, you know. So I apologize for not calling in last week. But yeah, you know, I mean, I started doing the, you know, Paige's new workouts, the new YRG workouts, that, you know, the DVDs. And, man, I tell you what, I mean, it is just, it's put me in such a, I'm in such a better place physically, emotionally, mentally. I mean, I get up every morning and I do it before anything else. And, you know, I'm reading this book right now that one of my mentors gave me to start reading, and it's the book that I really recommend to anybody pick up. It's a pretty quick read, and it's by the editor, and unfortunately I can't believe his name slips my mind right now, but it's easy to find. It's the editor of Success Magazine, and it's a book called the Compound Effect, and it talks about, the whole book is about making small changes in your life and doing those changes over and over and over and over. And over a course of time, all of a sudden, big things happen for you. But because you make it such a small change, little by little, and it does end up having, no matter what it is, it has a ripple effect, whether it's positive or negative. You know, those little changes that, especially like, you know, with people who, even very active early in their life, as they little by little became less active and less active and less active, and then they find themselves in that overweight category or in that injured category because going out and just trying to be a weekend warrior and being out of shape and things like that. But it really is. I mean, just it really comes down to making some, you know, some choices, but also, you know, just making, you know, little adjustments every single day and sticking through those adjustments. And then in the end, it'll really start to have a ripple effect. So
I think that's a great point because some people, like, when I came into YRG, I had a lot of weight to get rid of. And I just did not look at the entire road ahead of me. I just took it in small steps, and I started with easy workouts and worked my way up. And I just made really gradual changes in terms of food. And it's like you said, the little ripple effect, the little stones, piled up, and eventually I had this mountain, you know, and I look back and I see, wow, you know, I made some major changes, but it was really just a series of little ones along the way.
Yeah, you know, and I was, you know, I was telling somebody the other day about, it's a friend I work with who's you know, he's middle-aged, he's, you know, himself got out of shape. And now he's made a commitment to make a change. And so, of course, I gave him Paige's manual to look at for the day. And he came back and he was all excited because he's starting to change his diet and everything. And I was showing him the different phases of the program as far as the nutritional program and everything. And this is something that I heard someone else say recently, and it really has become a new motto for me is, and I want Paige to hear because I think Paige would really love it, is, my friend Tom, he was saying, you know, I was telling him, as he read the manual, I said, he goes, oh, wow, this is some really good stuff. And I said, you know, I said, Tom, I said, you know, what this program does I said, I'm not trying to sell you on this program. I said, what I'm trying to sell you on is a much better version of yourself.
Nice.
You know, and he was like, wow, you know, and I was like, wow, that sounded pretty good. and it really is that, you know, it's not selling somebody on a certain workout or a certain way of eating. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we're trying to sell people a better version of themselves, you know, and you know, I think if anybody looks in the mirror, they want to be the best they can be, you know, and if we can help them put the game plan together to you know, put them on that map to success, then you know, that's the light at the end of the tunnel, is a better version of who they are already, you know, and that's really what they want. And that's what I want.
Yeah, and there's so many examples of that. If you visit the Team YRG site, there's Arthur, there's My Story, Doug, Kelly, I mean, Carrie. There's a pretty sizable list now at this point, people who have really transformed their lives.
Yeah, and I tell you, Stacey, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. There's not, it's, you know, living the kind of life that Paige and I have had the honor and been blessed to live, I don't look forward to, like, looking at meeting a lot of people, but I can honestly say I really, really look forward to meeting you and meeting Arthur face to face.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you guys really, really, you know, you set a goal for yourself, and you refuse to be denied. You know, you said, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to let anything stand in my way. And I just think that's so incredibly awesome.
Wow. Well, thank you. And well, you know, and I've always said nobody does it alone. If I could have done this alone, I would have. I tried many times. So the support that I got, you know, from Dallas, Terry, and everybody on the site, people welcoming me when I was at a real low point, you know, the support that you get from that website, I've never experienced anything like it, you know. So,
right. And you know, the thing about it is that we all need that support system, because, you know, yeah, I'm a firm believer that we're in one of three places in life at any given time. We're either going into a crisis, actually in a crisis, or coming out of a crisis. So you need that support system to where, you know, because it's not always, you know, we're not always going to be at the top of the hill. There's going to be those valleys when you go, okay, I didn't see this coming, you know, and now I need that support, you know, more than ever. And that's for everybody. We all, because, you know, you know, that's, you know, so much what Paige says about, you know, life is really 90% how you react to it. For the longest time, I'll be honest with you, I would kind of scoff at that. I would just be like, oh, that's just Paige, you know, living life at 90%. I don't think people really get it, you know, and then because I thought people would, you know, kind of take it as, oh, that means not 100%. And then,
right,
you know, once I started really telling people, no, you know, you have a choice in literally everything in your life. You have a choice whether to be happy or to be upset about it, to be in a good mood, to be in a bad mood. And, of course, Mark Merrow has really, really helped me reinforce that in my way of thinking. And it really does. I mean, we really do wake up every day, and we make a choice whether we're going to be happy or we're going to be miserable. And the new YRG program has really, honestly, helps me, you know, those first few days when I set my alarm clock, and that's my thing. I started getting up 40 minutes earlier than I normally get up, no matter what. And sometimes during the week, it's different times for me to get up. But I just said, you know what? This is a little change I can make for myself to get up 40 minutes earlier. If that means going to bed an hour earlier, that's not a big thing for me. I can make that work. But I'll tell you, those first few workouts, it was like, I mean, I did something that I knew would help me get up and do it, is I moved my alarm clock across the room. I actually had to get up to turn it off.
Good strategy.
and so trust me, there's the times when I was like, roll over and look at it across the room, I go, maybe I can go back to sleep with that playing, but I would make it just loud enough where I couldn't go back to sleep. And to me, I'm just one of those people, once I'm up, I'm up. So that was kind of a trick for me that might work for people that are, you know, having it, you know, a hard time getting out of bed early to do the workout.
Well, since we're on that subject, Ray, I mean, give us an update. How's the shoulder doing? How are you adapting?
I honestly, Rob, as much as I, and I know Paige is going to give me some crap about it, but, you know, as much as I hate to admit it on the air, especially to Paige, is I got to admit that honestly the workouts, my shoulder actually does not hurt as bad. I'm not going to say it feels great, but it doesn't hurt as bad. And I'm really, really surprised through the workout how much I can actually do. I'm actually now getting to the point where I'm actually, if I place my hands in a certain position, I can actually even, complete the slow motion push-ups. I have to modify it some. I can't go quite as deep as I'd like, but I can still, so I'm starting to actually be able to push up some. I'm a big, big believer in dynamic tension and dynamic resistance because of my martial arts background. I'm sure Pedro will tell you the same thing. I mean, dynamic resistance has been around for centuries. Martial arts have been doing that for a long time, but it's one of those things where, the modern day, fitness, it hasn't really embraced it, and I'm not really sure why, but it is honestly such an unbelievably good thing for your body. It really is. And I'm so glad that Paige incorporated it, because to me it really makes my workout more of a competition, because I know that I can push myself as hard as I want as far as that dynamic resistance. I can lighten up if I need to a little bit, if my heart rate's starting to get way up there, which it seems to do on a regular basis. I love it. I love being able to just kind of flex, as I'm doing the rows and doing the pushes, and I absolutely love the workout. And as much as I liked the YRG workout, the original one, this one to me has evolved so much in a very, very good way. I mean, I really, really enjoy these workouts.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, this will just take a second. I think I found that book, The Compound Effect. I believe the author is Darren Hardy. Does that sound right?
Right. Yeah, Darren. And he's the editor of Success Magazine. It's a small book. I mean, it's a book that can, and the good thing about it is it's one of those books that's written like a lot of self-help books, where you can literally flip to any page and just start reading, and it's written in very short, one or two page segments, so you can literally flip to any page and get a quick little something out of it. But it is it honestly is a very powerful book. And you know what? I mean, it's when you start to read it, you go, wow, there's really no big secret in all this. It's just doing, certain things and doing them over and over and over and doing them right. It's like, like my coach used to say in college that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And there's a big, there's a lot of truth in that, because a lot of people go out and they do things over and over and over, but they do them wrong. And when you do it wrong,
yes,
then you either hurt yourself or you don't get any results. And that's what happens to most people. They end up quitting, going back to their regular lifestyle. But if you find the way to do it right, which is what YRG teaches you, then then you're on to something. And honestly, man, I can't say enough about the workouts. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I feel so much better. My day goes by so much better just because I have a really good friend of mine who's going through a hard time with stress right now. And I told him, I said, look, you get up and you do this in the morning, the rest of your day will go by so much better, because my body just feels relaxed and loose. I don't feel tension. And it's amazing. I absolutely can't say enough about it. I'm really, really loving it.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. Real quick, and I'll let Stacey speak for once. I've been having like a really, really stressful week, and I think yesterday I was just at the limit. And on the way home, I was like, you know what? I need to go home and do my YRG. I need to go home and exercise.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right. And I tell you, it makes a difference. I mean, because of all the years of wrestling, like I said, this past April, was sorry guys, I'm sitting outside my neighbors on a little bistro here in my neighborhood. So I'm sitting outside here, just kind of having, in honor of Paige, having a glass of red wine, no beer. So, it is. I mean, it's just for me, when I get up in the morning, and I know Paige was the same way for years. I mean, like I said, April was 24 years I've been in the wrestling business, and I really didn't slow down for wrestling really until like last year. And so I had literally 23 years coming straight out of college football, before that out of high school football. My body never had a break. And so when I still wake up in the morning, I mean, I'm can be very stiff, and the last thing I want to do is get up and do some kind of a workout. But in the 30 to 40 minutes that I actually put into it, I feel so much better afterwards. I mean, I can't even put it into words. I really can't. It has changed the way I start my day that much to where, I absolutely love it.
I think it's your turn, Stacey.
Well, okay. I was wondering, Ray's obviously no stranger to exercising. How does this compare to other things you've done you know, like weightlifting or martial arts? What do you like about it?
Well, I tell you the one thing that I think that our country has been sold on is because of the muscle magazines and all that stuff, which are not professional journals at all. They're designed to promote supplements and all that stuff. Is I think America has been sold on this bodybuilder mentality that you go and you work out 7 days a week, you train a different body part every day, blah, 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 blah. And that's simply not the way the body works. You know, there's a simple philosophy that, and this is backed by science. This is not my philosophy. This is science. And this is biomechanics, kinesiology, is you train the body as a whole and you rest the body as a whole. You know, you can't just break it down into all these different segments. It just doesn't work that way. You can't spot reduce. You can't spot train. You just can't. And any kind of training where you're training the whole body is one, is a great workout. Two, not only is it the you get to train, you know everything as far as all your limbs, but the one main thing about YRG that I love is it's very, very functional. I mean, it allows for your body to get back into alignment. It really does improve your balance. I mean, my balance, I always felt like I had pretty good balance. But, yeah, I've definitely been humbled, you know, as far as doing some of the stances. But it's reminding me that, you know, okay, one time I probably did have pretty good balance, but I've let that kind of go. And I'm getting that back, which feels really, really good. Because once you have, and I know you guys understand this, is once you start to gain hold of just your balance again, everything else in your life, it goes a lot easier. I mean, because you like for me, I feel more athletic, if that makes sense. You know, I actually feel like, you know, I hear Paige saying, you know, turning back the hands of time. I mean, I really honestly start to feel like I'm doing that because I feel like I've got better balance. I feel like lighter on my feet. So, yeah, I mean, I think that any workout that anyone out there is listening to that you do needs to be a total body workout. And then you rest the body. And that's exactly what Paige is teaching in the YRG workouts is anytime you look in this manual, the 13-week programs, it's pretty much, do YRG one day and then rest one day, recover, and then go the next day. And then, of course, as you get more advanced, then it gets a little bit more, intense. But I just think it's a great philosophy. And I just think that's the biggest obstacle that we have to overcome as you know, believers in YRG is to convince people that there is a better way to do things. And I think we're slowly doing that, you know, day by day.
Mm-hmm. And so has this helped you in terms of the topic of freedom? Do you feel like a greater sense of physical freedom or anything else?
Honestly, I tell you, I do because I feel like that, I just feel like everything I do, I feel like just when I walk, When I used to do the really bad thing for me was when I would sit for a while and I would get up. I mean, my body would literally be so stiff from that. And now, you know, I'm not anywhere near where I want to be, but I'm not near as stiff when I get up after sitting for a while. And that's a huge thing for me because, I mean, there were times when I would get up and I felt like I was a 90-year-old man, you know, and that's now not the case as much. And I know as long as I keep improving, moving up with the more advanced workouts, that's going to get better and better for me, and so it's been a huge asset to me. And like I said, the other thing too is just like mental clarity. I mean, I literally feel like mentally that I'm just more aware. It's really weird, and I almost sometimes, you know, I'm reserved to say this stuff because I know Paige on Paige here, he's going to be like, bro, I told you so. So,
he's already got enough ammunition for that, man. So just go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But I think too, the one thing that goes back to, you know, I know this weekend being the holiday weekend for 4th of July, and you know, the theme being freedom, is I definitely think that the one thing that most people really need to grab a hold of is not only changing your life as far as, you know, some habits, but also keeping people in your life that are really, you know, strong influences in your life, positive influences, and I think a lot of times people feel like they don't have the freedom to choose who they, you know, spend their time with, and we do. I mean, and it's like, you know, like Mark says, one of the things that he does is every, you know, January 1st, he goes through his phone. He wakes up in the morning, January 1st, goes through his phone. Anybody that's a negative influence in his life, he deletes them from his phone. And I think that, you know, I was just recently reminded of this because I've had a dear, dear friend of mine who lives in California who I've known for about 20 years, and she and I have recently reconnected, and her name is Annie Farkas, and she is, like, absolutely one of the just the most positive people I've ever known in my entire life. She's a, you know, a wife, a mom, was a school teacher at one point, and it's like I sent her an email the other day and told her that that anytime I feel like I need a pickup in my day, I just click on her Facebook picture. And she's just one of these people. Her smile just lights up the room, you know, wherever she goes. And I choose to have those kind of people in my life because they make everything else in my life better. And everybody that's listening has that choice. And sometimes
absolutely.
We let negative people creep into our lives. And when they do, then we let them, you know, it's like once again, like Mark said, you know, people like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down. And Mark really ought to be paying me to be his PR person.
we need to put a bug in his ear for that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. But you know, honestly, and that's why Paige and Mark and I have been friends for so long is because we do really all think alike. And we believe in the same concepts, and we believe in the same philosophies. And like my friend Annie, I mean, she is one of the most positive people I've ever known in my entire life. And anytime I need to just feel like I need that little bit of a, you know, pick-me-up, I think about her. I think about, you know, like if I maybe try to call her, and just talking to someone like that can just get you back on track, you know. And the more people you have in your life like that, the better chance you have of doing that what I talked about, the compound effect, just making those small changes. Because at first, those small changes might seem kind of like big things because, you know, there are different things that you're doing and putting in your life, but as you do them more and more, then they don't become as big of a challenge, you know. And then of course you, at that point, you decide whether to, you know, to kind of, you know, up the challenge a little bit to maybe make it a little bit more intense or a little bit more challenging to even get better with what you're doing. And of course that's the same thing with Paige's workout and the progression that he has with the workouts. So I think that's the one thing that if you know, for whatever my opinion is worth, the one thing I think people really need to grab a hold of is that you have the freedom to choose how to not only start your day, but how to live your day. And you have the freedom to choose who's in your life and who's not in your life. I'm going through some issues right now with you know, a couple of people in my family that are just, you know, negative thinkers. And I will not let that bring me down, you know. And I actually just recently, you know, had an issue with a member of my family, I'm sure that we all go through those. And I finally just picked up the phone and called them, got their voicemail, and just left them a message and said, you know what, I know we're going through all this. I just need you to know that I love you with all my heart, and I've meant to say that the last couple of times, and I haven't said it, and I choose to say this because I want you to know it, and hopefully things get better between us. And you know what, and that's just kind of Paige's philosophy, you know, be positive, mm-hmm. you know, and hopefully, you know, you can make a difference. You know, but you choose to be that way. You really do.
Yeah, it reminds me of a quote that I heard. I couldn't tell you where I heard it from, but it was basically something to the effect of, if you want to know who you are, look at your friends.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and that's what, you know, once again, you know, I give Mark so much credit, but he does have some great quotes. You know, like he said, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You know, and that's so true. You know, I mean, you know, And the other thing is, you know, people, whether we realize or not, every single minute we're being judged as to how we live our life. And we'll either inspire people or we won't. And based on our work ethic, people will judge the kind of person they think that we are, the person they determine we are. And, of course, you know, Robert, you know, one of my favorite quotes, my number one favorite quote of all time, and Paige has used it before too, is, you know, it's not what you know and it's not who you know, it's who's willing to say they know you.
And he screws it up every single time.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah, but you know, but that really does come down to how you carry yourself as a person, the decisions you make, and really your work ethic. You know, and being able to do something like YRG, which is the one thing I really, really love about the way he has the new program is how he really does have, you know, in the background, you know, the two examples of, you know, the regular stances or moves and then the modified ones, because, you know, it is a challenging workout, and I think that, you know, people who are starting out, they need to know that it's okay to do those, you know, to do the modifications. I mean, heck, I'm doing them some too because, you know, I honestly, the first thing I say to myself, because when I get ready in the morning is, you know, I'll get everything set, and I've got a little routine now where I get ready, you know, I take like a, you know, sip of water before I get ready to start, and I say right before, you know, I click on it and I have to listen to Paige's voice, I say, all right, check your ego at the door, you know, because if I can't do, you know, hold a position or whatever, then I'm gonna modify it, you know, and that was something I wouldn't do way back in the day. You know, I was like, no, I'm gonna do the hardest, most advanced move, you know, blah blah blah. Well, you know, I mean, that's not taking little steps. That's like trying to take huge steps. And you can take huge steps for a while, but sooner or later you're gonna end up, you know, losing your rhythm or your pace and fall flat on your face. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, so you know, you have to baby steps over and over and over. Then, because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, and it's very important to remember that.
Sparky says that you have to eat an elephant one bite at a time. I have no idea why he eats elephants, but it's a good point.
It's true. I mean, you have to, and it's one little step in front of the next. It really is, you know, and it's okay if, you know, every now and then you're going to take a step or two back. That's just life, you know. Life's going to throw you a curveball. You know, something's going to happen where maybe one morning you miss a workout. But, and it's one thing that I always say, you know, missing one workout is never going to hurt you. It's just making sure you don't fall back into that rut of missing the second one and then the third one and then so on, you know. And because it happens, it can happen pretty easy. It really can.
Well, I think the same holds true with food also, because I was going to say, you know, I'm giving myself this weekend the freedom to eat marshmallows. Roasting marshmallows at some point. I love roasted marshmallows. They have no nutritional value, and I know that. But, you know, I allow myself that freedom to sometimes just eat for fun. Because if I'm always, you know, like nose to the grindstone and eating clean and eating, you know, it gets boring, and I know that that's just not realistic. So this weekend I'm going to roast marshmallows, eat them really, really with awareness and with a lot of enjoyment. I'm not going to eat them in a trance, and that's just how I do it. And it's like, I guess it's that 80-20 rule, like if you eat 80% okay, and 20% you go off on, you know, and have some fun. Really, it does even out.
Well, you know what, too, Stacey, what I found over the years, and I found this a lot with my clients whenever I was training people, is that being that you now have a different lifestyle as far as what you know you're eating and your eating schedule and what you eat is, I mean, certainly, you know, we all need to be able to have that little time where we can just, you know, kind of, you know, have a little bit of a treat, so to speak. But I guarantee you'll find that after you have a little taste of it, that you won't want near as much as you would have wanted in the past. You know, you'll get a little taste of it. It'll be nice, and you'll be like, okay, I'm done. Good, you know. And you won't even have to force yourself to. You just will, you know, because that's a subconscious thing now, because you're on, you know, you've reprogrammed, you know, the way you think. You know, as far as not only what you eat, but how you eat. So, you know, and the thing is that you won't punish yourself for it. It'll just be a nice little treat, and then you move on, you know?
Yeah, it's both psychological and physiological, because psychologically I took all the, you know, the desire to sneak food and overeat and all that when I just made everything legal, you know? And then physiologically my body just really changed once I started eating clean, and it knows the difference now. And when I do have stuff that I don't normally eat, it does, after, you know, really an unbelievably short amount of time, it'll say, you know, okay, that's enough. We've had our fun, no more, you know.
And it's funny how that works, but it really does work. It really does.
It does. It's the detoxing, I guess.
It is. It really is. I mean, we kind of laugh, but it is. But, so what are you guys planning on for the weekend?
Well, I'm doing a family barbecue. And, you know, family barbecues used to be all about let's just get the junkiest, most caloric, you know. It was all about drugging myself, basically. And now it's just like, you know, I'm going to have hot dogs and probably a burger. But I want to have, you know, I want to balance it out with probably a broccoli salad, maybe some fresh produce, tomatoes, farmer's market stuff. So that's what I'm doing. How about you, Robert?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I
know that doesn't help the conversation. Yeah, that doesn't help the conversation at all, but I don't have a clue.
Well, I know Robert and I talked about maybe meeting up together since we both live in Orlando, but I know you've got some pretty hard deadlines you got to try to meet too. So, but
I'm hopefully going to beat them into submission so I can go out and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, that's my advice. Knock that out first, and then you know, as quick as possible, and then let's try to meet up and enjoy the holiday weekend a little bit.
Absolutely, I am all for that. I tell you.
Well, that's good. Well, anybody else on the line that's looking to call in tonight, or?
Not yet. Let's put the call out. I mean, you know, just because we have Ray on the line doesn't mean you guys have to be afraid to call in.
Yeah. And, so look at you. I think you said we're probably on until at least about 10 o'clock or so. But, and I apologize for the background noise. It's just a group of people just came out of the restaurant there and seemed to not care one bit. I was sitting there on the phone.
Robert, I guess we could mention the YRG retreat extravaganza. Is there still room? I mean, can people still sign up?
Yeah, I believe there's a little bit of room left, yes.
Okay, great.
Do you have that information in front of you, Stacey?
No, I don't. But
I do.
Know
I do.
Okay. If you go
what were you
to
gonna say,
the website.
Wow. Yeah, we've got a lot of background noise coming from Ray over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna move where I can hear you a little bit better. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the? Because I know I've got the NWA Fan Fest thing that I'm booked for in August, like that first weekend in August. So. Not sure if I'm going to be able to make the retreat, but are you going, Rob?
I'm going to try because I'm actually still working on my passport because I had to.
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't find my birth certificate, so I had to reorder that. So I'm waiting for that to come in and just going through the process. But
I'll give you some more because I'd love to go. I'm really trying to see if I can work it out because I would love to go as well.
Absolutely, it's August 25th to the 29th, so you should be
right. Yeah, so hopefully I can maybe try to work it out working because the Fan Fest is something I really want to be able to look forward to because it's going to be a reunion of a lot of the guys who really influenced my career, you know. So I don't want to, and some of those guys I may not see again before they're not around anymore. So, but
absolutely, you'll be signing and collecting autographs.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I always say, man, I'm still the biggest wrestling fan I know. Yeah, you know? I'm not a fan of the products on TV these days, but about that. I was going to ask you too. Did Paige? I know they taped an episode for this coming Monday. Did Paige make an appearance this week, or will it be next week?
It was this past Monday, and you know, I was talking to one of mine and Paige's mutual friends about that today, and he had this great promo with Booker T and Shawn Michaels, and which. It was really cool. It was surprised. The fans popped like crazy for it. But see, at the end of the show, CM Punk did this like one of the best promos I've ever seen ever. And that's the only thing. Nobody's talking about Dallas anymore. They're just talking about CM Punk.
I know. What luck. I heard a little bit about that. So.
Yeah, if you have a chance to catch it, I would definitely recommend it. But, you know, seeing Dallas on there, and it was very... very natural. It came off really well. It's cool to see him on there with Booker and Shawn Michaels. But yeah, if you have a chance to catch the CM Punk promo, you definitely got to check that out.
Well, I definitely will. I've read JR's blog and he put it over pretty big. So JR doesn't put much over. So.
Yeah, I think who else? Joey Styles put it over big time too.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well,
Stacey, I've got that email up in front of me. Is there anything on there you want me to read off?
Oh, you mean about new members?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm almost to my computer, but if you want to take it, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because, we've got actually, last week I think we had 2 new members. This week we've got nearly 10.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got Adam Roberts, William Westberg, William Heiser, Rachel, who has no last name, Alex Roman, Leia Rainey, Terry R., and Sarah. And,
oh, cool. Very cool.
Now, we've got to, while we're doing that, we've got to give a shout-out to Jamie, who is, this was her birthday this past week. She has been one of the longtime members. She's one of the people that always, I'm sure she's welcomed you to YRG, Team YRG.
Oh, yeah.
Great. She always goes through and she welcomes everybody. She's always there to help people out. So, definitely a big happy birthday to her.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jamie. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing I can say, too. It's just so cool to, like, I've gotten so many, you know, emails from people from Team YRG, you know, kind of welcoming me to the program and everything, and it's just been really cool. I mean, because I love anything that has a team concept. And that's one of the reasons why I really, really jumped on board with this.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Stacey, did you switch phones?
I'm still on the iPhone.
Okay, yeah, because somebody else is... The only reason I asked, and I'm sorry to interrupt you again, is because we actually have somebody who's called in from your area code, so I was curious if it was you or not.
Oh, no, that's not me.
So who do we have on the line? You know what? That's my mistake. They didn't put their they didn't hit one on the dial pad, which means they're just listening. So I'll let whoever that is go and let you take back over, Stacey.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
I just wondered, Ray, are you going to post pictures soon? Are you doing any like?
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. I took my pictures, and I'm going to try to get with Robert this weekend because me and technology are like oil and water. So I got to get Rob to help me. I do have my pictures. So, if I get past checking email, I'm in trouble. That's one of the things I want to meet up with Rob for, so he can help me download the pictures and make sure I do it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Still have your laptop, don't you, Ray?
I've got my desktop at home, so I can get you to walk me through it. So.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, if you've got your laptop, if we hook up this weekend, just bring it along, and I'll show you right there.
Okay, great. Yeah, I definitely want to try to get together this weekend, man. We got 3 days off. We might as well try to hang out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so plus I got some ideas to bounce off of you about some of the other stuff we've been talking about. So.
Awesome.
I tell you what, guys, I've got a couple people that are inside waiting on me, and they were nice enough to let me come out here be a part of the show here, which I told them that early on tonight I definitely was going to be a part of the show because I very much this means a lot to me that you guys let me come on and be a part of it. So,
we love having you on, Ray.
Being here, and I mean it sincerely.
We've got to have you on and talk more about exercise because you have a master's degree, and
right.
I think you could actually answer a lot of questions for me and some others. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I would love to.
Yeah, maybe we can, you know, in the upcoming weeks, we can just, pretty much commit one episode to that. And I would love, and I know that, like, Paige and I, our philosophies match up. I know Yoga Doc's philosophy and I, we match up. So, there's so much, you know, misinformation out there. And there really is. I mean, there's, but I will say this. I mean, if anybody out there is looking to pick up, you know, any kind of magazine on the stand to get, you know, at least some good information is really honestly Men's Health and Women's Health both are really good magazines. They really are. I mean, they have a lot of their information is backed up by scientific research and there's just a lot of good articles in there just about the overall health. You know, about some resistance training and all the resistance training may not be for everybody, but their resistance training workouts are full body workouts. And there's some good articles on nutrition anything, every component of health, it's physical, mental, emotional, I mean, all of that. So it's a good publication that's really backed up by legitimate, scientific studies. So it's a good magazine to pick up if you're looking. And there's so many of them out there that are not, and they really are disguised very well as professional publications. And so that would be my one bit of advice for right now is, if you're going to pick up something to read to get some good information about fitness, men's health and women's health, they pretty much are the leaders of the pack right now.
Oh, that's good advice. Good advice, because there are a lot of unscrupulous publications out there.
Oh, tons of them. I mean, tons of them. And honestly, the overwhelming majority of them are. And, and I think the one biggest misconception is that, and like I said, I mean, it's because of the muscle magazines have flooded the market with this idea that more is better. And if there's one philosophy that really needs to be, one way of thinking that needs to be reversed, is that more is not better. It is in a lot of things in our country because we're Americans and we want to be the best at everything. So it's like more money, more power, more fun, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't work like that with your body. You can't push it over and over and over. I mean, you have to find a correct balance, not only the workout, but also the recovery. And that's a delicate balance that you have to be able to
figure out.
Did
somebody just walk into something?
It wasn't me.
No.
at least
I
not
just
yet.
Opened a door, so I... Ray, if you come back and talk more about that would be fantastic.
Yeah. I would love to.
Because we'd love to have
that would be awesome.
Give you Rob this weekend.
Yeah, I know you're not a big talker, Ray, but I think you can pull it off.
Yeah, listen, man. I'll sit there and talk to a tree if you let me. So. That's what I always say. I always tell people I apologize in advance. I'm long-winded, but at least I know I am. So I try to curtail
it. Yeah, no, it's all good, man. It's entertaining, and it's it fills the void. So, I know you got to get going, man. But I want I really appreciate you calling in and spending some time with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, man. I love what Paige stands for. Like I said, Paige is like family to me, and I say that very proudly. And you are too, Rob. You know that. And I'm just really, really happy to be a part of this whole revolution. That YRG is really starting to build momentum. I really am.
Awesome.
Well, we're glad
I really appreciate it, bro.
Have a happy fourth,
thank you.
Ray.
You too. Happy and safe one. And Rob, I'll give you a shout tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good, man. Have a good night, bro.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Wow.
He knows how to fill air, doesn't he? I mean,
he does.
He is so good at it. I mean, we had talked before about him doing his own radio show, and that idea kind of fell off, but I think he would be perfect for it.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, just with all his background and life experience, I think he could absolutely do it.
Yeah, because like you said, he's got the life experience, he's got the degrees, but even including all that, he's still humble. And that's just not something you see very often.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, does anyone in the chat room have questions or triumphs that they want to share in terms of freedom?
Yeah, I'm going to put the call number up there again because nobody's hooked. I mean, even Ryan, which, of course it surprises me that he doesn't call in,
Yeah, where's Ryan?
Now, didn't he say he was going to call in like 3 weeks ago?
I think so, but I'm guessing maybe the holiday weekend people are off doing other things or they're planning on traveling. That's usually how it is.
Well, he's actually in the chat room, so, I've got to call him out. I've got to say, hey, just,
Oh.
Come on, Ryan.
I totally get it if they don't want to call, but, post something and we'll say it on the air.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here monitoring the chat room, and you're in there now too, aren't you, Stacey?
I'm in, yes.
Good. Yeah, if anybody can find the chat room, I just sent Stacey the link, but just go to ddpradio.com and click on the name of the show. And it doesn't show right away, but if you scroll to the bottom, the chat room's kind of hidden, so you got to scroll down.
Yeah, I couldn't get in at first. Every week, it's like a new day.
I think it knows you're coming.
I know. But, let's see. I mean, I don't know what else to say about freedom other than if you just do things, like Ray said, just small steps consistently, and don't get overwhelmed by whatever you think is ahead of you. you know, one day you'll look back and you'll say, oh my God, you know, all this happened and my life is this different now. I mean, it just...
Absolutely.
That's exactly how it works.
And the colonel in the chat room just said, freedom is the ability to fully stretch. I like that.
And just having core strength and balance, you know, like little things. Like I always had to hold myself against the wall if I was putting shoes on, standing up. And mm-hmm. I can just do it. I can be standing in the middle of the room and I'll stand on one leg, lift my leg, tie the shoe, you know, and it's just little things like that. Just make everything else easier when you have that kind of built up core strength and stability.
Mm-hmm.
It carries over into the mental realms too. It's all connected.
Well, I've got a little surprise for you here, Stacy. We have actually got not one but two callers.
Oh, cool.
Let me see who this is. We have, who's in the 803 area code?
This is Ryan, the one you've been begging for.
Ryan.
Well, I wouldn't call it begging. I would say more taunting.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Y'all can hear me okay?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Just someone told me that I sound better using the speakerphone than the regular on the cell phone.
Yeah, you're very clear, actually.
Okay, that's really strange, but I'm not real good talking. I'm better with typing, but I'm actually charging my phone while I'm actually standing in the bathroom, charging the phone in this plug. This is the only plug I can plug this in, so I'm actually standing in here talking on the phone. But
great visuals, man. What's your? Let me just ask you, Ryan. What's your freedom? What are you happy for?
Well, I won't talk that much, but I've actually had some really good opportunities come my way. My health got kind of bad because of stress from a job, and I had a friend that his mother passed away. She left him quite a bit of money, and he's actually helped me get a house. He actually bought the house, and I'm buying it from him with no interest. And
that's pretty awesome, man.
And I was able to leave that. I was able to leave that stressful job without hurting anybody or anything. So, and of course, a few months ago, whatever, I found with YRG, and I have an issue with depression and stuff like that, and I kind of go back and forth with some things. So I'm kind of still on step one with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, listening to the past few shows and stuff like that, I know this idea has really been implemented. You know, I'm trying to think of the word. I get nervous, so y'all have to overlook me. But I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it kept being brought up over and over again for a reason. And what I'm talking about is getting into the habit of doing it. You know, your good habits and stuff like that. And so I figure just do a YRG exercise every day, and that will get you into the habit. You just kind of just get used to doing it. Because it seems
absolutely.
Like the hardest thing to do, the hardest thing to do is get started doing something. Because all you can think about is, oh, I'm going to be sore the next day or something like that. But you got to remember what good is going to come out of that. I mean, it's just incredible how much just one exercise. Like last night, I've been having a problem with sleeping in the summertime. It gets really late, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before I get tired, and I have a problem with my heart. I can feel when I'm laying down, I can feel my heart beating through my whole body. And I just figured, you know, I keep pushing off the exercise. So it was 4:30 in the morning. I popped in the YRG, the energy, and got started with it. And I did surprisingly well since it's been a few weeks since I've done it. And I mean, it helped a whole lot, and I was able to go to sleep. I mean, it'll wear you out, but in a good way, if that makes any sense. So, and I figured every single night, just do it. I mean,
there you go, absolutely.
Yeah, don't even think about it. Just put, pop it in there and just get going. Once you get started, I mean, you're just, you're going to do it. It's fun, and it's not difficult. You can modify it. And see, I have to modify it. You know, I put a question in the YRG forum about the carpal tunnel or something with my wrist, and I got some good advice from Sparky about the towel, so I'll be trying that tonight. And so I appreciate with that community. You know, that's a really good thing to have. I like it that it's not so big that, you know, we can't still keep contact with each other. So,
what problems are you having with your wrist, Ryan?
It kind of gets stiff or hurts. I don't really know how to explain it. It kind of pops a little bit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like last night, I couldn't even really make a tight fist. Now today, I'm fine.
The reason I asked is because I have problems with my wrists too, and when I started doing YRG, I couldn't do push-ups in the normal way with, you know, my hands flat, so I did them on my fists for the longest time until my wrist got strong enough so I could do it the right way.
Yeah, I've been trying that too, and like last night, I couldn't even do the fist, but I just did the best I could. Like the broken table where you do your right hand underneath your shoulder and stuff like that, I just did it... I did it that way and then modified whenever it's to the left hand. I just kind of modified it, you know, to make it where I would pressure so much on. But I did have one question instead of just rambling on. I was actually, I got some fish oil and bought some, it's called odorless garlic. And I don't know if we discussed that about, you know, taking those kind of pills. I want to know if that garlic, for one thing, won't cause me, if I start taking it on a regular basis, that I won't smell like a garlic clove. Because I hear people say, oh, it's going to come through your skin. But if it says odorless, you know, that's one of my questions.
I don't know because I don't take that. But I think if you're going with a kind that says odorless, it shouldn't be a problem. Do you have somebody close to you that is willing to be honest? You could try it out and say, hey, tell me, you know? I mean, that's the only way you're going to know for sure.
Yeah, and you could also ask Henry, on Henry Dembski on Team RG, if anybody would have a handle on it, it'd probably be him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the supplement expert, so I would definitely contact him through Team YRG and ask him.
Yeah, and also, if you're a vampire, stay away from it. It's not good. So.
I wanted to try it because I'm hoping that maybe it'll help me because I have a high blood pressure. I take medicine, and I have the sometimes at resting point, especially after I eat or something, my heart rate at rest is like 120, which is way too high, and. Of course, it's beating real hard. I'm hoping maybe that garlic might help that as well, along with the exercise. And with the fish oil, I'm hoping that'll help me with my wrist and stuff like that. So,
YRG will help you with that too. You look good wrist.
Yeah. And I got a good price for them. I mean, I was able to afford it, which is good. So I thought it would be really expensive, but I actually found them at a pretty good grocery store. And so... Starting to take those.
Good for
you, Ryan, did you say your blood pressure is high or your cholesterol? I missed it.
The good cholesterol is kind of a little bit low, just a little bit, but my bad cholesterol is fine. My blood pressure is what the problem. Before I left my high-stress job, I averaged blood pressure was 150 and 100, over 110, and heart rate was 120, 130 or so. And it's gone down a little bit, and when I take my blood pressure medicine, you know, it puts back down to normal. The only thing I haven't been able to control is how hard my heart beats and stuff like that. So, but I know once I get exercising every day and stuff like that, that'll definitely help.
Oh, that'll strengthen your heart, and I think it'll regulate things. But I hope that you'll keep us posted because that would be some great testimony about just one more thing that could be helped by YRG. And YRG is a great way to manage stress, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And I really like your strategy of not arguing with yourself and not listening to possible excuses that might come into your mind, because that's how I do it. I mean, I just say, you know, I'm going to be doing this today. I'm going to be doing YRG, or I'm going to be taking a walk. And I look at it as along the same lines as taking care of my teeth. You know, I don't argue with myself about brushing my teeth, you know, because if I did, I'd be wearing dentures by now, you know. So I look at it as a necessity, and it doesn't have to rule my life. You know, I have a certain increment of time that I devote to it, and that's just the way it is. So that's really good strategy.
Really like that, what you just said, Stacy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I have like a dream or goal in mind that I'm kind of working on, because I'm living it right now. But there's a method that, you know, I've probably heard from other people and learned it and stuff like that, and I've really actually sat down and studied it. But it's a simple thing about doing things in pieces. And you can use this for, like, with exercise and everything like that. I mean, I'm sure all of us could wish that we could just do one exercise and lose all the weight we wanted to just with one exercise, but that's not possible. So we have to work on it by day. And, the idea that I started this whole thing was my house I used to live in. I had a junk room with a bunch of boxes of stuff and some that fell out of boxes, just a pile of stuff in one room. And you look, and you open the door, and you look at it. You know you want to, got to clean it out. And you look at it, and you see you're just overwhelmed by how much there is to do. And for so long, I would just let it sit because I was doing it the wrong way. But then I got thinking in my head. You know, a friend of mine was talking about this too. Just focus on one thing at a time every day. Like, I'm just going to do one box today. So take the box out of the room, go in another room. Sort through stuff, throw it away, and just do a little bit more and a little bit more. And I had a goal set in my mind that I wanted to have an office. And I said, I'm just going to make that junk room my office. So I had a motivation to go forward with it. And so the next thing, you know, going through after a few days and a couple of weeks and stuff like that, I still had so much left in that room to do. But then I got to thinking, don't look at how much you have to do. Look at how much you've already accomplished. And what I did, just for mental purposes, I left the empty boxes in another room to show, you know, to remind myself that this is how much I got done. All these boxes here were full of junk. Now it's empty, you know. And then next thing I know, the whole room's cleaned out and I have an office, you know. And if we just look at that and kind of implement that in our lives, you know, if we have a huge problem we got to tackle, let's just, you know, try to do it in pieces and not try to tackle the whole thing at one time, because you'll never succeed in something like that. And it's the same thing with, you know, with exercising and dieting and stuff like that, you know, just one day at a time. I mean, it's going to be a long time before I'm going to look like what I want, but I know if I work at it just one day at a time, I'll eventually reach those goals. And so I've used that for my house, my goals and dreams. Like, I want to write a book about this stuff like I was just talking to you about. And and actually write them out on paper, make a list, make little smaller goals. And, like I was talking about with the room, I mean, you don't put clean room. Okay, that's your major goal, clean room. Well, put down, okay, pick up boxes off the floor, or, you know, break it down to little tiny little goals to meet every day. And then next thing you know, I mean, it just flows, and you've met your goal quicker before you even thought of it. So.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you're just getting started with YRG, Ryan, but it seems like you've got the mental aspect taken care of.
Yeah, I've been having a really hard time for the past year, really getting enough work, finances, money, and I've let that really bog me down a lot. But you know, I can't afford that to hinder me so much, you know.
Absolutely.
Can't have all that. Because if I get bogged, if I bog myself down, then I can't move, and that's not what I want to do. I need to move. So I just take one day at a time, be thankful I got some work this week, and just when next week rolls around, I'll focus on that. But and then keep fighting, you know, keep putting forth the effort. Don't look like it. I mean, it's just like we were talking about weighing yourself. You don't want to weigh yourself every day or once a week or something, because weight fluctuates. And the moment you get on that scale on your most bloated day when you got a lot of water in you and you see that you gained 3 pounds, you know, you just totally get disappointed and want to quit, you know.
I recommend once a month. I think that is enough, because it can really, for me, I get too obsessed over the number. And there is a lot of fluctuation factor, and it's not just about the number, you know. You can always go by your clothing, how it fits, and how you feel. So, once a month, that's how I do it. I would definitely say no more than once a week, or else, you know, you're just going to make yourself really neurotic over what the scale says.
Right. Because it's, you like you're talking about how you feel. I mean, there's never been an exercise I've done I haven't always felt that much better. You know, I've always felt better after doing an exercise. I mean, like for the time I was in the Air Force, I didn't make it past basic training because I had problems with my knees and I never could meet the 2-mile run. It was like 18 minutes and I wasn't able to reach that. And but the exercise they had us do, I mean, you wore out and you feel worse than you what you did to start. But with this YRG, I don't know, you know, it's just you're able to do the exercise, modify it, and then feel better when you get finished. So it's a really good program, you know. And I've told some people about it, and they're too hard-headed because they don't want to do nothing for themselves. But maybe one day, eventually they'll, you know, once they fall down, they can't get up or something, they roll on their back like a turtle or something. Or maybe it's, you know, maybe one day something will click in their head and they'll want to do it. But if they don't want to do it, then, you know, they just have to make up their mind one day.
But, yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
You can't, all you can do is just, you know, be yourself and be sort of a living example. And people who are ready will start gravitating to you.
Yeah, another thing, I don't know if it was Jay I told or someone else in the chat room the other week, you know, they wanted to weigh themselves once a week or something. And I told them, I said, try not to weigh yourself until someone tells you, hey, you're losing weight, you know. You know, when someone else notices without you asking them, then you know you're headed the right direction. And you'd be surprised at the results. So.
Hey, Ryan, I'm really glad that you finally called in, especially after all this time. You're more than welcome to stay on the line, but I want to see who do we have on hold, who's been there for about 18 minutes now. So feel free to jump in at any time, but I want to see who we have over here.
Well, I'm going to go ahead.
What's that, Ryan?
I'm going to go ahead and hang up before my phone dies again, but I appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah,
hey,
I appreciate
thanks for
you
calling
man.
In. Have a happy 4th of July, Ryan.
All right, you too. I'll be in the chat room.
All right, take care, bro. Who do we have in the 519 area code?
Yo, 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 that's Jay from London, Ontario, Canada.
Hey,
oh
how you doing,
God.
Bro?
Jay.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Jay, the stair climber.
Yes, right. That's right. Getting too addicted to it now. Now that I can run up some of the stairs, getting addicted to it.
I say there's nothing wrong with switching addictions as long as you switch to a healthy one.
Well, that's true, yeah. But the one good thing I love about these stairs is that it doesn't take me that long to do it. Gets my heart rate up, and I feel so good when I finish it. Because like what Ryan was saying, you know, like I can sit there for a few minutes and think, well, I should do it. The hardest part is getting up and putting my shoes on and going down and just running the stairs, and I feel so good after I finish them. So, and I just, like, it's seen the progress. When I first started, I got up to the, you know, I could do all the stairs. But, you know, I was huffing and puffing and, you know, I go up three flights and take a 10-second break and then do a couple more, take a little bit of a break, and then do the rest. But then eventually I got down to where I started at the bottom. I did the same pace all the way up the stairs until I hit the top. Okay? So that was now the standard. So then, you know, like I was saying to you yesterday, I went up the stairs, and I felt so good because I know by the time I get to the top of the third floor, that's when the pain sets in. But I'm like, you know what? I'm doing okay. But then I kept pushing along, and I got up to the one set of stairs, and I'm like, I'm just going to run. And I just started running. I ran about 6 or 7 steps, and that was enough. But then, because I thought that was my last floor, but I had one more floor to go. I kind of made a mistake. So I went up the next flight of stairs, and I just did like 5 or 6 more steps, like run them, and just walk up the rest of them. So, and then this morning when I ran them, my last flight of stairs, I did 13 out of the 17 stairs on the last flight. So it's getting better.
Wow, Jay. I mean, this is so cool because it is like proof that what your body will respond to if you start to move it and you start to use it in different ways. The body's very, very grateful for the good things that we give it, especially movement. And I mean, you probably never thought you'd be running upstairs in this lifetime.
Oh,
did
no.
you?
You know what? When I first started, I didn't think I would be able to do, like, it's 5 flights of stairs, so I didn't think I'd be able to do 5 flights. I thought maybe I could do 3 and then take the elevator the rest of the way up to my floor. But, you know, my wife just kept encouraging me, and then once I did the same pace from the bottom to the top, I'm like, okay, this stuff is working.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't really see the physical changes in my face and stuff like that yet, but I can feel everything. You know, like Stacey, I emailed you before. I said I can now put my socks on.
Mm-hmm.
I went for a whole year without putting socks on, and then when I had to go to a wedding or to a funeral, you know, my wife had to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So then the one day, you know, and I just do broken table and I do the plank. And that's what started it all. And then you just add a move here, add a move there. And then pretty soon, you know, I'm doing 15, 20 minutes. So,
you know,
nice.
That is so cool because, Jay, just, you know, listening to that, somebody could have been so easily discouraged by only being able to do a few things. And you just did what you could and you kept going. You didn't let it stop you. And I think that is so fantastic. You have a lot of. You've got a fighting spirit, obviously.
It's there. It's just way down deep. It takes a lot to get it out of me, but, I mean, I'm 432 pounds still. You know, I was 454, and I'm running stairs at 432.
That's awesome. I'll tell you what I picked up on, Stacey, is that Jay knows how many stairs, how many steps are there. That's just interesting to me because it just shows how intense you are on that goal and how much thought you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for sure. It's one stair at a time. It's one flight at a time. Like, you know, I did 13 of the 17 this morning. Pretty soon I'll be doing, you know, one whole flight, then it'll be 2 flights, and it'll be double black diamond, you know. So...
Oh yeah.
But it's funny how I just start doing broken table and I just start doing the plank. And then by the end of the week I was feeling better. And doing that cobra move, I don't know if there's something physical about it, but it forces you to breathe. Take it, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
I take in that deep breath and I just get some clarity. So
I'll bet you anything, Jay. Do you feel like you're walking differently and just moving differently overall?
I absolutely do. I was walking like when I first started. Like I was having so much problems with my back. I went out for a walk one day. I was living with my dad, and I just told him we lived in the country, so I'm just going to go down to the walk 10 minutes and walk back. And I did that for, you know, a few weeks. And then one day I went out there, and good thing I had my cell phone, because I called my dad and said, Dad, you got to come get me. He's like, where are you? I'm like, look out the window. You can see me. I'm only like 5 minutes down the road. So, and that forced me to look for some exercises, some core exercises, and I found DDP on Kearney Wilson on Stapled, and like I know him from wrestling. What's he doing on that show? And then I Googled DDP and found YRG and found the YRG universe, and my life has changed. So great.
Wow.
That's awesome.
But it's just, it's just those little baby steps, you know. Like I couldn't put on my socks.
Where were you mentally? I mean, when you had to call your dad from 5 minutes to come pick you up, where did that put you mentally?
Oh, that was, you know, like when you read or you see on TV, the guy, you know, he's 600, 700 pounds, he goes to bed, and then the next morning he can't wake up?
Yeah.
That was my aha moment. I got to do something. Because I know if I could find some core exercises, I know what's wrong with me. I carry all my weight in my middle, and I got a bad back, so I knew I had to do some, get this weight off, get some core exercises in there to at least strengthen up the muscles. So, and I went right on the internet, and boom, and that's when I found YRG. So I knew I had to do something because I was getting worse. And I wasn't working at the time, so I didn't have a job, and you know, if I was working, I don't know what I would have done. Because I had, the one time I had to go to, my brother had dental surgery in Toronto, and he needed to have his, I was in Simcoe, which is 2 hours away, and my mom called and said, you need to go down to the drugstore and go get his medication. So I said, okay, no problem. So he needs to have it when he gets home. So I parked downtown. It's only a block. And I walked to the drugstore, and by the time I got to the store, my back was killing me. And the place was just packed. And it was wintertime, and I was sweating buckets. And it was just crazy. I'm like, I got to get out of here, you know, but I can't. I got to pick up this medication. I got to have it from my brother, the pain medication. So,
wow.
You know what I mean? I had to stay there. And they couldn't find, you know, like all these computers and stuff, eh? They had to find the doctor's name, and it took them like half an hour. So I'm standing there for a half an hour at the table with my back killing me. And I can't sit down because all the chairs have all the, like, the side rails or the hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like the, that's why I can't sit down. I don't fit in them.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And there was a lot of older people there too, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to take a seat from someone who else, I think, who really needs it, you know, so, and, but I just sweated it out and took baby steps and walked back to the car. And I'm like, this is not right. You know, I got to do something. So, and when I saw DDP, and when he said the first thing he did for his back with the yoga, was the broken table, was the best thing for him, I thought, well, if it works for him, I'll try it. Because like him, I said, I'll try anything, you know. So, and, you know, I did... That's what I started, just doing the plank and broken table. And broken table just kicks my butt. Unbelievable. When I first started, holy cow. So, but I mean, now I can do it, and I can do the crunches on it. And, you know, everything's adaptable, right? Like, you modify. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I love about YRG. It's just, you know, listening to Ray and you know, he has to modify stuff, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not the only one. And he's in good shape.
Yeah.
You know? So,
if you look at Ray now, he looks just like, you know, to me, he looks just like he did in WCW. I don't see a difference.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
well,
it's just
Jay, you're totally inspiring me tonight. So I really want to thank you. And
well, you inspire
you know,
me, Stacey. You do.
Well,
you inspire me. Like, go ahead.
No, I love getting your emails and your questions because they make me think. You know, like just
well,
even
know,
like
you,
even asking
you
me.
You gotta
have
someone
to
do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
you probably
you know this, but you've inspired a lot of my blogs, a lot of my, you know,
yeah,
blog titles and topics.
Yeah. Well, I've been reading them, so. But yeah, it's
yeah,
just, you gotta, that's what everybody's here for, right? So someone needs help, you ask a question, and that's what I do, so, because I need a lot of help, so.
Yeah, I was thinking at the beginning of the show, Stacy, you were talking about how you went to the ball game and you were able to sit in a regular seat. And, you
yeah,
know, that was a big, I guess freedom would be a good word for you. And just, I was just thinking about that, Jay, when you were talking about being at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time, bro, before you're going to be able to sit in any chair you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, like going into the my doctor's office, every single chair is got the handles on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's not one chair. I mean, when so many people in the world now are not just a little overweight, but very overweight. And like last time I went in there, there was like three of us just standing up waiting because we you know, we look at each other going, you know, you're not going to fit in that chair. I'm not going to either. So, you know, I'll just stand up and wait for my name, you know, to be
wow,
called. So, but, you know, it's just something I'm very aware of. Like, even when I go to a restaurant, I know which restaurants I can go into because of the seating. And then when we go in, I always say, get a table, not a booth, because there's
yeah,
no way I can fit in a booth. Like, even McDonald's, if I have to go in there, which I haven't been in there in a long time, but, you know, I got to find a one with a separate chair, like, so.
Yeah, well, I totally relate to all of that, and, you know, all I can say is just take it a step at a time, and you'll get to that point where you have the physical freedom, and you're already experiencing it. It's already happening, you know, so just keep doing what you're doing, you know, because you're totally doing it right.
Well, I think it's Dallas had that. It's funny listening to YRG Radio, and I don't even think people realize somebody will say something, and it's like a little nugget, like a little aha moment, and it's just a story to someone else. But like I pick up on it, and I stick to it, you know, or it just stays with me, you know. And when Dallas was saying, you know, he was in Afghanistan or whatever, and there was that sign out in the middle of nowhere, and it says focus.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about
yeah,
that for the next, like, 2 or 3 months. Like, I still think about it all the time. And I emailed Dallas, and I said, you know what? I think of that every day. And when I get up in the morning, like, I'm going to find a little green sign and put it on my bathroom or something just as focus. You know, just, and that's what's got me going the last little while. So just stay focused and just move forward. And then that's what I'm just trying to do. I fall down, no doubt, but I get back up, you know? And that's
yeah,
what...
Good for you, man.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like, listening, I've been talking to Rev Kev and watching his videos. And they're great. I love them. I hope he does more because, you know, he fell down. You know, he started eating pizza, getting into the candy. But then he got back on the wagon, you know, and he lost like 15 pounds in 4 days. So, and he was getting inspired by Sparky. So, you know, that's what I love about Team YRG. It's the team concept. There's always someone out there for you to help you.
Yeah, and nobody judges. I mean, people fall down all the time. And they go through dark periods, and I do. And I love that people feel safe enough on the site to just share honestly, you know, about tough times they're having. And it's nothing but support, you know, and I think it's important for people to realize that, you know, that there's no such thing as perfection, and the only thing that I want to do perfectly is just to keep in that general direction, you know, that's my biggest expectation. I don't expect perfect out of eating
or perfect out of the way I look, or perfect out of, you know, doing YRG, but I just move in the overall direction, and it all
right.
kind of flows.
Yeah, you'll get there eventually, you know. You just got to keep moving forward and do what you can do. And that's what, you know, I like what I like about Team YRG, too, because, like, I have friends who are thin, and they're telling me, oh, Jason, lose weight, it's easy. Just eat right and just do some exercise. I'm like, okay, eat right. You know, like, you're making this too simple. And then, you know, the people on Team YRG, they're like, you know, it's not easy. So that's why it's so easy to open up to, you know, you, Stacy, and Robert, and Sparky, and everybody, because they know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some of my other friends, they're like, you know, like, it's so easy. It's like, no, it's not easy. Trust me, it's not. But I'm working on it. So.
It amazes me what this site has become. It really does. Because we started with a little chat room on YRGWorkout.com, and it was, you know, really wasn't much to it. And people had the little tiny little profile pages, and that was really it. And it just amazes me what it's turned into.
Mhm. Yeah, it is. It's kind of like it's a sanctuary in a way. That's how I look at it. I mean, I go there to get a lot of support and ideas. And I try to check in every day. Sometimes I don't make that, but I'm always on the site. You know, I make it a regular place that I stop.
I think it's going to be scary what it's going to be in a year or 2 years from now or 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Like how many people there's going to be. Like it's just growing.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the percentage of really good quality people that we do now, I the sky is the limit.
Yeah, it is. And we're just going to keep racking up the, you know, the transformation stories, which I think I'm amazed at how many people have had their lives just radically changed by YRG and the support of the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're at close to 1,200 members now.
Wow.
Which is insane. I know. I thought it was pretty cool when we hit 100. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think once the Zero Impact Fitness, you know, new marketing plan comes out,
mm-hmm.
I know Dallas has a lot of stuff in the works.
Yes.
I think it really will explode.
I hope so. And it's the unfortunate part of that is that we're going to all have to be a little bit more aware of what people are doing and, you know, keep the bad influences out. But the good part of that is that we have such a strong core that I don't really think that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I think you're right. We have a great core. I love the regulars, and I know there are a lot of you know, dormant members, and whenever birthdays roll around, I usually send a happy birthday if I think of it. And just to let people know that, you know, hey, we're still here, and when you're ready to come back, come on back, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, even as good as YRG is, you're going to have people that don't quite get into the program. And, you know, and it's going to happen no matter how good the exercise is. But I love it when people come back.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them, you know, it's just, There's no telling why or when people are suddenly ready, but hey, you know, I look at it as at least they have the tapes right there or the DVDs at their disposal, so when they're ready, you know, they're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely, and sometimes life gets in the way, and, you know, like, you know, sometimes you need, like, the aha moment like Jay had, and, you know, it is what it is, but yeah, it's there in ready form when they're ready.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it. It's nothing that expires. It's not a membership. You know, once you own those DVDs, they're yours. And, you know, so it's just a tool that you can always have, and it's never going to run out or go away.
Yeah, and they're with Team RG, I mean, there was a thought before. I mean, as some people know, that it was very heavy. I mean, it's still moderated, but pretty much it was moderated to the point at one time that only if you ordered the DVD were you allowed to become a member. And luckily, Dallas was able to work things around where we were able to open it up to everybody. But, I mean, it would be very easy, you know, for it was almost got to the point where they were considering making it a paid membership. And I'm really glad that never happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it works great the way it is. So, anyway, Jay, I know you're in Canada. And
yep.
you don't celebrate the 4th. But have you been pondering, you know, a little bit all the different ways that you're more free now than, say, a year ago?
Oh, boy. Well, I think it's just physically doing more things. Being able to walk without back pain, that's the biggest thing right now for me. You know, I got other struggles, too, with my business and stuff. It's still not taking off like I thought. It's getting a little bit better, but it's just being able to do the things that I used to do because, you know, like I used to be the go-to guy. When somebody was moving, they wanted someone to lift the heavy end, I was your man, you know, and now I'm not that person. And that's what's kind of gets to me, you know. But I know I can still be that guy. I just got to accept that I got to start, you know, I just turned 40. And if I want to hold back the hands of time, I got to start working out. So, but I know I can still be that guy to, you know, who can lift the heavy end of the anything. So.
Absolutely. You're running upstairs, Jay.
It's
just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that just popped into my head. There was a picture that I put up on my blog earlier today, Jay, and the quote on it just reminded me of what you were saying, and it says, "It's never too late to be what you might have been."
Right.
And I think it's just a great quote.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, it's that whole thing about getting knocked down and getting back up. You know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up, and you know, just gotta keep getting back up, and it's all mental, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the key is even if there are setbacks, you know, don't call the game over. You know, there's always hope, and you can always get back up, and there's always somewhere you can go.
Mm-hmm.
What is your next what's your next goal, Jay?
My next goal? Let me see. Probably to eventually, run one set of stairs, all 17, and then do 34, and then keep going, like, flights of stairs, and just trying to get my YRG to just do it more consistently and get it up to, you know, get it to 30 minutes a day. Or not a day, but, you know, like 30 minutes three times a week and still run stairs and just do consistently. Have consistency because, like, I'll go great for 2 weeks, and then for the next 2 months I won't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, I say to myself, oh, you know, you gotta, you know, you gain 5 pounds or you know, something, your back's hurting you, tweaking again. We got to get back on the train. So, and I just start again, you know, and then go good for a little bit, and then not do so well for a bit. But it's consistency is the key, and I know that. It's just I don't do it. So I think that's the – because I go full bore, you know. Like I just say, okay, I'm going to work out 2 hours a day and I'm going to walk for an hour a day and, you know, do all that, but that's not what I should be saying to myself. Little by little, you know, do a little bit of exercise, run the stairs, you know, try and eat right, and then the weight will come off. So it's just consistency, I think, is one, and then doing a full set of stairs, and then eventually doing all five of them. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's good to have goals and things that you want to reach for. You know, it's totally, totally motivating. But, you know, at the same time, just set things that you can do right now. You know, like if you want to do Fat Burner, you know, that's a very doable DVD. You know, and then if you, maybe one day you will work up to and be, you know, strong enough to do like a super long workout. But we all know YRG is like, it's so effective. That's why Fat Burner exists, because you can get a really good workout in 25 minutes. You know, you don't have to spend half the afternoon. It's a great part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the, I mean, you feel the results. Not, I mean, like, a lot quicker than other programs. As if I was just, you know, I was just going to walk or something. You know, like, when I started doing Broken Table and stuff, like, after, like, within the first week, my back felt so much better. It was unbelievable. So, you know, and I'm just having these little goals. So, putting my socks on and doing this and doing that. So, that's what keeps me going. And then
that must feel fantastic to be able to put your socks on when you at one time needed help doing that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. You know, like, I live in Canada. There's lots of snow, and I wear shoes. So I just wouldn't put my socks on, just put my shoes on. So and I did that for a year, and now I can. And it's silly, but the first time I was able to put my socks on, I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is so easy. Why haven't I done this before? You know what I mean? Like, I got my I could. I lean up against the wall and I put my one sock on and do the other one. And I'm like, why was this so hard? Why couldn't I have done this, you know, for a whole year? So then that was like an aha moment, to saying, okay, this program is working. Just keep doing the Broken Table. Just keep doing the plank, and just keep doing the balance exercises, and just, you know, just do what I can. And little by little, I'm getting there, so... And that was just the aha moment for me.
You are, Jay. Yep. I'm totally in awe of you. I've got to tell you that.
Well, Stacey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I had leftover turkey meatballs with homemade marinara. I'm very open about
this. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm very open about this. I have to still force myself to eat vegetables, so I did not have any green vegetables today. I had red ones, but that's what I had. I don't think I posted this yet, but I did make a video of it, and I could probably just do a blog. It was ground turkey, and instead of breadcrumbs, I used grits because that's gluten-free. And it was interesting. It kind of made for a very hard, indestructible kind of a meatball, but it tasted good, you know? So that's what I had. What did you have, Jay?
I probably had some, what did I have? Oh, I had a half a hot dog and some fries at the Chip Wagon.
Oh, yum. Yo, congratulations.
Yeah.
You said you had record sales today.
Yes, I did. Record sales.
Oh,
I could, you know... My wife and I were saying it's either going to be really busy or really dead, because it's a long weekend because July 1st is our holiday here. So we didn't cook too much food ahead of time, but then people just kept coming in and kept coming in. It's like, okay, keep going. And then after 2 o'clock, usually nobody comes in because we're open till 3, and we had like 6 people, and it's like, holy cow. So. Yeah, so it was all good, and so I'm hoping that it will continue on, you know. So, but, yeah, I just, I split a hot dog with my wife, and because normally it's, you know, the old me would have had like a double cheeseburger and a full thing of fries, but
yeah,
I just, you know,
and that's exactly what I was saying earlier. You don't have to cut out stuff that you love. I mean, I don't, but like you just said, I finally had to come to terms with, yes, actually, quantity does matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a process. I that took a long time for me to, I had to, I don't know, I think clear away a lot of emotional baggage before I could deal with smaller quantity. That's just how it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I love that stuff, too. I have French fries now and then. I mean, they're like, what else is better than that? So,
especially,
yeah, I mean,
fresh-cut,
I think,
fries.
I know. I got. You know what?
That's what
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna put it on my bucket list. I've got to go to Toronto because I've always wanted to, and I will. I will stop by your place for lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
awesome.
Got to get a new passport picture though, because I don't look like. I don't look like the one taken 7 years ago.
What a wonderful problem to have.
I know. I just don't want to be detained anywhere, you know? So I think I better get a new picture.
Well, absolutely. It's just cool that you have that problem. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. So, Jay, keep up the wonderful work, and I'm so glad you called us.
Yeah, well, I thought if Ryan called in, I got to call in.
Yeah, you can't let him out, do you, man?
Yeah, I can't let him show me up like that, so... But I'm glad he called in. So.
And better late
yeah.
than never. Sparky even called in.
Oh yeah.
What's up, bro?
Sparky, we missed you tonight.
I miss you guys too. I was fast asleep in Damien's bed and got up. I don't know, maybe 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you called in with like 8 minutes left to go in the show, man. So. Good way to lighten the workload.
Yeah. I'll help out a little bit, you know, here and there. But Jay, Mr. Jay, what's going
on? Hey, not too much. And you?
Hey, not too much. Good to finally talk to you, man.
Yeah, same here. I was telling
Robert, I heard your favorite question, what'd you have for lunch today? And I was telling him in the chat room, that's the way you keep me honest every day.
Yeah, that's right.
So I missed what you might have said a little bit because I was changing upstairs. You were in the steps today, man?
I did them this morning, and I ran up the last set of stairs. I ran 13 out of the 17.
Sweet.
So almost a full flight.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. So
yeah.
How's everything else been going for everyone tonight? Good?
Good. Yeah,
yes,
very good. We,
very
yeah.
well.
Ray
we
called
Ray
in
on.
For about 45 minutes, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, and Ray pretty much committed. Stacy got him to commit to coming in and doing a, what would you call that, like a physical exercise
yeah,
show?
Yeah, because of his master's degree in physiology, and he knows so much about recovery time and a lot of technical stuff. I thought he could be sort of what Henry is to supplements, you know, and talk about just various aspects of physiology and how exercise and affects you and how recovery time is so important. I think sometimes I forget about that, you know. I go at it so hard some days that I forget that it's important to resting is every bit as valid as working out.
Absolutely. I've been banging it for like 2 weeks right now. RK and I talked about it last week. We were challenging each other. And I woke up yesterday after coming off of doing like, I worked out in the morning, I worked out at lunch, and I worked out in the evening. And I was like, Wednesday was telling me, and my body was saying, hey, Sparky, take it easy. So... recovery is very important, because you don't want to tear yourself down that bad, because you can actually have some negative effects on your muscles if you keep tearing them and don't let them have a chance to heal.
Absolutely.
So they actually
guys,
kind of work.
I know that Sparky just finally got around to calling in, but we've actually got about 5 minutes left, so we should probably close it out here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Cool, man. I was just calling to say hey, so.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, even though it was your night off, man.
Yeah, I know you've had a busy week, Sparky. But, you know, not having you on really, I don't know, it kind of put the light up to how much you add to the show. So I hope you won't make it a habit to miss it.
I'll try not to, man. We're a team, man. The three of us make a whole, you know, and with Team YRG, you know, that's like the fourth element, you know, so.
Yeah. I want to thank Robert for filling in the blanks for me. you did a great job, as always.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Definitely trying to make you less nervous.
Yeah, you did. And I think it's so cool that we all and everybody listening basically has a lot more freedom in their life now, thanks to YRG. I think that's such a cool thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a couple songs that you sent me that you picked out. One didn't really fit. Another one I couldn't find, but I went through and found a song after work today that I think that you'll like for the outro for the fourth.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, and I just encourage everyone to, you know, aside from watching fireworks or grilling or whatever, you know, maybe just take a few moments to think about things you have in your life now that you didn't a year ago, and, you know, pay it forward. Pay it forward and keep coming back to the show and to Team YRG, because it is a total team effort.
Absolutely. So I guess with that, it's good night.
Yeah, good night. Happy fourth, everyone. And thanks to everyone who called in, Jay and Ryan, and everyone in the chat room. Thanks.
Night all.